talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday. Friday, September the 17th, 2021. 20 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio. And we've had a very interesting morning this morning. There were a couple stories I wanted to get to this morning that I did not have a chance to because of all the phone calls we were getting. So right off the top here, I do want to get to these notes that we want to make sure we get on the air today. Now, in regard to the Cardinal Project, this is the message we got from the Marion Community Foundation. Please join us for the unveiling of 13 of the 17 Cardinal statues that will soon be installed throughout downtown. This will be Saturday, September 18th at 3 p.m. It will be at Busby Park, southeast corner of Center Street and Prospect Street. As part of the Unique Places and Lofty Spaces event, there will be an unveiling of Cardinal statues, thanking the artists, the sponsors, and to celebrate the downtown. And this is being put on by Downtown Marion Incorporated. The unveiling ceremony will be held as a prelude to the Unique Places and Lofty Spaces event at 4 the same day as sponsored by Downtown Marion Incorporated. After the unveiling, please join all of them for a self-guided tour of downtown's unique places and Cardinal statues. So there you go. If you want to see the Cardinals, it's tomorrow, Saturday, September 18th at 3 p.m. down at Busby Park, not too far from here. So there is your update on the Cardinals. Now, I wanted to tell you this morning because I don't think we ever got to this story. Then we'll get back to the trivia. This is what I did. I live about 2 minutes from the grocery store. And yesterday, I was thinking, boy, you know, I really want a salad. And I like to eat salads. I eat salads quite a bit. So I went to the grocery store and I bought 2 bags of the pretty big bags of salad. I bought a big bag of the shredded Colby Jack cheese. And I bought some fresh tuna. And it all cost about $20, but I figure I could eat salads all weekend into next week. And I like a good salad for a snack or a meal. So, I bag all this up, spend about $20, and I live about 2 minutes from the store. So, I come home, and I stop by my mailbox, and I had a lot of mail yesterday for some reason. So, I got all this mail, and I carried the mail in, and came in the house, and went through the mail, and then the phone rang. And I ended up talking to the person on the phone, and they wanted to go out and do something last night. So they picked me up, I'm going to say about 45 minutes later. I went out with them, didn't get home last night until about 9:30. And at 9:30, I opened my refrigerator because I was kind of hungry. And I looked down and noticed there was no salad in the drawer in the refrigerator. And then I noticed there was no cheese in the refrigerator. And then I noticed there was no turkey in the refrigerator. And it dawned on me where the turkey, the cheese, and the salad was. And I went into the garage, and in the back seat of the car, there was the $20 worth of turkey, cheese, and salad, which all went pretty quickly into the garbage can because you really don't want to get involved with any three of those things after a 6-hour wait in the car. So that was my day yesterday. Doesn't that sound like fun? Has anybody else done this? or is it just me? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to come in on that or anything else going on in the world at this point. We'll get back to the Geraldo trivia here in a second, but if you're just tuning in, basically, the first 3 hours this morning were spent on our Geraldo Journal. Now, if you're just tuning in, the Geraldo Journal is a journal I'm keeping of our quest to get legendary journalist Geraldo Rivera on this show and possibly me on the Geraldo Show, which apparently airs on WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, we started this yesterday. And we gave Geraldo's, well, not his personal contact information, but we gave out the information of WTAM, and we tried to call there and found out they were a 50,000-watt station, 1100 AM on the dial, although you cannot get them in Marion in certain places, so I don't know how that's a 50,000-watt station. Now, this morning, the pinheads in Boston got involved in this, and but they didn't accomplish anything. Geraldo's on, I think, from 9 to 10 on WTAM in Boston, and nothing was accomplished at all, as near as I could tell, with the pinheads from Boston. Now, I know some local people called in, and apparently they were given an email address to email the station, and since that was given out on the air, it's not like I'm telling tales out of school, but the email for the producer there at WTAM is Rob, R-O-B, at WTAM.com, and the phone number, the public phone number at WTAM, is 216-578-1100. And then we had Opal Covey on this morning, who is the world-famous prophetess in Toledo, and she said that Geraldo is not qualified to be on this show and probably will not be on this show, but there is a possibility of me appearing on his show. This is from Opal Covey this morning, and she also made a prediction in the Toledo mayor race that Wade will win the Toledo mayoral or mayoral race, however you'd like to say it. But that's the Geraldo Journal for today. So has anybody contacted WTAM, or do we have any more information on this since we last talked about it during the 10 o'clock hour? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here at the station. Do you have any new information to shed light on the whole Geraldo Rivera situation that we have going on here at the station currently? You know, it's a lot of fun to see if we can get Geraldo on. He's one of the few broadcasters who I have not had on. I've never met Geraldo. I've never had Geraldo on the show. And I think it'd be interesting because, as we all know, Geraldo is nuts. You know, he's always yelling at people on Fox News. He got his nose broken on his talk show. He opened Al Capone's vault and there was nothing in it. So we all know Geraldo's nuts, and he'd be a good guest. Because guests who are a little left to center, you know, nuts, they make good guests. So we want to get Geraldo on. So if you have any information to add, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Now, back to our Geraldo trivia, because we do want to give away some more tickets to the Wilds and the Columbus Zoo. We've got Charlene in twice and Judy S. in twice from the 10 o'clock hour. Now, where we left off was, what was Geraldo's real reason for being fired from ABC News in October of 1985? He was a correspondent on the big news magazine 2020. Why was Geraldo fired from 2020 in October of 1985? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's another bit of Geraldo trivia for you. The mystery of Al Capone's vaults. Okay, let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Was he trying to do a story on Marilyn Monroe and Robert Kennedy?
Let's take a look here. Yes, he was doing a story on Marilyn Monroe, John, and Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
But do you know...
He wanted to do a story and Baltimore was no.
Right. And what... Do you know what he did that ultimately got him fired?
No.
Well, you're on the right track here. He did want to do a show on Marilyn Monroe and on John and Robert Kennedy, but his boss at ABC at that time, the legendary Rune Arledge, told him not to do it, but it was what Geraldo did after that that caused his firing.
Oh, he did something after that.
Well, it had to do with that whole story, that he wanted to do the story, and Rune Arledge, the president of ABC, told him not to do the story, but then he did something after Arledge told him not to do that, and that's what ultimately got him fired.
Well, he probably went ahead and did it, but...
Well, no, he didn't do the story, but he did something else that was probably not very wise.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
And bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why was Geraldo fired from ABC News in October of 1985? Now, that's most of the story there, that he wanted to do a story on Marilyn Monroe and John and Robert Kennedy. His boss, who was friends with some Kennedy acquaintances, Rune Arledge, told him he could not do the story, and it was what Geraldo did after that that ended up getting him fired. Does anybody know what he did? The other question on the table. Geraldo Rivera, April 21st, 1986, hosted The Mystery of Al Capone's Vaults. It was billed as the unveiling of mobster Al Capone's secret vaults. Where were Al Capone's vaults at? That's the trivia question. Where were Al Capone's secret vaults at? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the two questions on the table right now, why was Geraldo fired from ABC in October of 1985, and where were Al Capone's vaults being held? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Danny and Bill Ricca, one of your favorite pennants.
Oh, Danny and Bill. Now, Danny, see, I like talking with you, not some of these other morons who've called in this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who called in this morning?
We had this woman who...
I was on business calls.
Well, we had this woman who kept trying to call in and use language you can't use on the air, which unfortunately lost all privileges for all people this morning.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, if it was a female, then she probably was not associated with anything that I had to do with, but we're mostly probably a male-dominated organization, but I'm sorry to hear that nonetheless.
Well, it's good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in weeks. I thought maybe you got bored of the show and flew the coop.
No, not at all, Scott. I would never. I've been very busy with work. I apologize. I did hear about the tragedy a couple days ago, and I wanted to offer my condolences with that whole thing, and I hope everything's going okay and everyone's doing well after that whole thing. And hopefully there's been some resolution to the whole issue.
At this point, we still don't know what caused the fire, but as soon as we do, we will report on that.
Okay. Well, I'm just want to send my thoughts and prayers here from Bill Rick in Massachusetts. nonetheless, Scott, I honestly enjoy your show. I actually was listening first thing, I think, when you were talking about the drive-through thing with McDonald's. I thought that was... I think something we can all relate with, where we've sometimes gotten in the wrong lane. And I could not agree more with your take on the whole fountain soda versus, you know, canned soda, bottled soda. There is something to be said for a fountain Coke from McDonald's, and I would say a fountain Pepsi from the Burger King franchise. Not that I tend to frequent either one of them too much, but you know, trying to watch my waistline, but you're pretty good with the salad, so I do appreciate that, and I've certainly left plenty of food in my car over the years, which I'm embarrassed to say, but I feel a little bit better knowing that you've done that. Someone as smart as yourself has committed the same mildly egregious issue that I have as well.
Well, here's what makes me worried a little bit about what happened yesterday with that food. You know, it's $20 worth of food. It was one bag of food. It was the only bag of food I had. It wasn't like I was taking a bunch of groceries out of the car and forgot one bag. Now, that I can see happening. But sure. I just totally forgot that it was even in there on the two-minute drive from the grocery store to my house. And didn't even think about it until 5-6 hours later. You know, that's you know, that could be an early sign of some problems.
I mean, Scott, I think you're being a little bit hard on yourself. But I mean, do you have a backpack or a briefcase or something else that you tend to take out of the car with you, or a coffee cup? Did you exit the vehicle with something in your hand?
I stopped and got the mail, and there was a lot of mail.
Oh,
yesterday.
You mentioned that. I apologize. I think that's a very very valid. I don't want to call it an excuse, but you get distracted by the mail. I think that's very fair.
That's right.
I wouldn't read anything more into that. I'm certainly not a doctor, but you know, I've played one on TV at times.
So out in Billerica, tell us about what's going on with Geraldo. What do you make of this story?
So I've been catching up. I need to turn this off. So I've sort of been catching up. It's been a busy morning, as I mentioned. So I did hear my friend Tim. I heard a little bit of one of his calls. I think he may have called in a couple times. He did send me a text. Tim is a very good guy. I think you actually laughed at a couple of his jokes. So he certainly is a very experienced caller. If anyone could get Geraldo on your show, it would be a combination of him. And also, here's where we could potentially harness some of the powers of the Kirk Manahan show and the actual show. And I will speak on behalf of both Andrew, who you've spoken with in the past. I know he's been busy this morning. Tim, who was calling in a couple times this morning, I believe. They and myself, none of us are officially associated with the show. No one has told you anything beyond the truth regarding that. However, the producer of the show, and then they have someone named Kelly Martin, who actually is sort of associated with the show as well on the Barstool Sports side. Basically, their job is to help to book some high-profile guests. So, for example, this morning, and we haven't heard it yet, it hasn't been released, but Kirk, I believe, interviewed Steven Van Zandt. Are you familiar with him from Sopranos and of course, from Bruce Springsteen fame?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's a big guest. Now, see, that's good, but I don't think that's any Geraldo.
I don't want to revisit necessarily and relitigate our conversation about what we went through with Clint Eastwood and some of the other people we talked about before. I think you have to consider longevity with exposure. So what I'm impressed with as far as Van Zandt, I'm not downplaying Geraldo at all. I think that would be an amazing get for you, and even bigger for him to have you on his show. I agree with that.
His show needs help. Have you listened to the Geraldo show that's on WTAM streaming all over the world at from 9 to 11 or 9 to 10 every morning? I think
I popped in now and then, I try to stay pretty much down the middle. I like to kind of check out what's going on cable news with, you know, quote unquote both sides. You know, I've seen him on Fox.
Do you catch him on Fox News? He goes nuts on Fox News.
He does. And
he's insane. Did you see a few weeks ago when he yelled at Sean, the most popular show, I believe, in cable news right now is Sean Hannity, and he went nuts on Sean Hannity on this COVID thing and started screaming, and he just went insane.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I did see that.
No, but you think that's why he's bigger than Van Zandt? Because Geraldo is still a regular on the most watched cable news station. He's a guest on the most watched cable news program, and he's picking fights with him.
Oh, I guess, Scott, the question would be, what's the definition of bigger?
Well, because Geraldo, first of all, he's no Johnny come lately. He's been around since the 70s.
Sure.
He's been on national network television when there was no cable, so they had huge numbers back in those days.
Sure. Yeah.
His talk show, when he got his nose broken back in the early 90s, it was on the cover of Newsweek him getting his nose broken. And he's been on Fox News, I believe, since early 2000s, and Fox News does tremendous numbers, and he's been consistently there, I believe, for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still working.
Yeah, I believe he's got him. I'm not downplaying him.
That's why we got to get him. Because I believe, okay. You know, I've had Jerry Springer, I've had Phil Donahue, I've had Sally Jesse, I've had Larry King, and I feel, not to have Geraldo, I feel incomplete.
Let's do it.
Well, how are we getting it done? Now, that's the point. Your friend Tim, I think he was trying to help, but I felt no better about it. My journal entries did not get any bigger today. I haven't heard Geraldo's voice. So what are you? You're a little more on the ball, I think. What are you proposing?
Well, I'm sorry. So I will say, Tim is one of the top journalists. Literally not a actually media guy, but as far as journaling goes, he's one of the top guys. And he's a top caller. So I think I need to talk to Tim. He and I chat, you know, fairly regularly. We just haven't really connected today because we've been busy with our own jobs. But I kind of want to see where he's at. Want to make sure that you've got the full story from him as far as him contacting the producer. The one thing he mentioned, he said something about making sure we kind of barrage the station at 9 a.m. on Monday. I think that might make sense. That may be a way to get you. So you're saying potentially Geraldo may not come on your show because he's not worthy, but you're going to go on his show.
See, here's what happened. You might have missed this part. Earlier on...
I apologize if I'm...
Oh, no problem. I'll forgive you this time.
Thank you.
We called up a nationally known prophetess, Opal Covey, who's in Toledo.
Okay.
And I said, what are the chances of Geraldo coming on this show? And see, I'm going to consult my journal here so I don't misquote. What she said was that Geraldo is not going to come on this show because he's not qualified. Now, those are her words. Not qualified to be on this show. But when I said, will I be on his show, which is like 2 hours up the road, she said, there's a possibility of that. Because I'm just a, you know, I'm not nuts like Geraldo. But, you know, that's Opal. That's not me.
So, what if we physically bring you, this, not, of course, against your will, you know, as long as you're willing.
Sounds like a kidnapping to me.
No. What if we willingly...
You're going to end up on Fox News if you don't watch it.
No, that's my other friend. Remember Andrew, the Lifetime movie guy. No. So what if we go together, maybe in one or two vehicles, and actually visit the studios up there? I mean you're a smart guy. You're good with, you have a golden tongue. Maybe we bring Ted Williams as well. I mean, I think we could negotiate with Geraldo, and I mean, how can he not want to have you on his show?
Don't you think that's bad, though? See, that's what I do. I don't want to go up to his... Because, obviously, we could find WTAM. I think that if we went up there, though... first of all, I don't even think Geraldo's doing the show from the studio. It's my understanding, and I don't really know this. Geraldo apparently does have a home in Cleveland, and he has a home in New York. So I guess he never goes to the studio. He does everything remotely wherever he is.
Certainly. Yeah, makes sense. I mean, wouldn't you if you were... I mean, I know you're going to be there someday. But, I mean, to not have to go to a studio to be able to do it in your own house...
Well, he doesn't want to have to make that mustache up every morning.
That is a pretty good mustache, too, Scott. You got to admit that.
Well, I can't wait to see it in person. Can you imagine?
I can't. Maybe that's part of the issue. You may have to wear some sort of a face shield or some sort of protective covering over your eyes just to make sure that you don't damage your corneas.
Well, and I got a TV show coming up here in about the next 6 weeks that's going to be debuting. I can't get too deep into that. But, you know...
Really?
And if Geraldo's going to come down here and be on the radio show, we have another room in the studio, in the studio, in the building, where we tape the television show now. We've already taped a couple episodes. I would like Geraldo to come up here for the afternoon. I'll buy his lunch. You know, how much can he eat? And he'll be live on the radio, and then we'll tape an episode of him on the TV show. That way people can see the mustache.
Scott, this is breaking news. Are you breaking news? Is this, I'm sorry, it's the first time I've heard of this, but do other people do fellow Marionites know about the TV show?
I don't really know yet. I didn't want to say much about it because I don't know the time it's going to air, and the paperwork's not dry yet. But
can you give us just a little sneak peek as far as maybe the topic?
Well, I can tell you, we
journalism, is it true crime? Is it investigative reporting?
It's a touch of everything. It's a touch of everything. And I'll tell you, we taped a very revealing... Now, this will sound funny to you, but honestly, are you aware of who Buckeye Guy is, super fan? Do you watch much college football?
I honestly don't watch a lot. That's one thing here in New England. We have the BC Eagles, who pretty much stink. I have heard of Buckeye Guy, yes, and I assume he has something to do with Ohio State, to sound completely naive.
Well, Buckeye Guy is kind of the super fan here for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and he's been around for about 20 years now. And I've got a good relationship with him, and of course he's just down in Columbus. He was willing to drive here to do the television show. So he comes up here, but the interview that we did, taped last night, he's normally just super fan. He gets up and he goes to all the games and he yells unbelievable, and that's about it. But last night we got into how did this all come about, and what's it like for people to hate you? Because he's been under a lot of scrutiny from Ohio State fans who don't like that he gets all this attention. And he was in a controversy a few years ago. I'm not going to bring up what the controversy was, but for the first time he did talk about it on the television show. So that ended up being a very good episode. I've never heard him speak as frankly as he did last night.
Oh, that's wonderful, Scott. I mean, that's a testament to your interview skills and your ability to make people comfortable and get them to talk about things they may not otherwise bring up. So that's wonderful. I can't. Will I be able to see the show here in Boston? Will it be somehow on the internet?
Hopefully. That's another thing we're trying to. Because the television station, because there are five affiliates, they don't really want it on YouTube. They want to. There'd be some kind of pay. But I don't want any pay because I want anybody to be able to see. I want it on YouTube. So we're still working that out.
Smart. Well, and I'm certainly no expert on any of these kind of things. My friend Dave Cullinane may be able to help with some of this, but I think the television affiliates could air it live or, sort of have a 2-week exclusive rights to it, and then it goes on YouTube after that or something like that.
Well, maybe. And the station manager and the board over there at the station, I think they'll be fairly easy to work with. It's just we need to get it on, and then we'll see where it goes. But my question to you on the whole Geraldo thing is, now, I understand Geraldo's not on now, but the station number that we have is not, I'm sure there are people in the office. So have you called the office and said, listen, there's a journal, he's dedicating a whole day to Geraldo trivia right now, you could stream the station and listen to it, why isn't Geraldo responding?
So I actually did call about an hour ago.
Oh, here we go.
I had a short break, but I honestly don't have any exciting info, but I'm just telling you the truth. I did try calling between work calls about an hour ago, and basically I was kind of given the runaround, I think sort of what Tim was given, according to what he said, but I think he may have called during the show.
Yeah, Tim was calling during, so when you called outside the show, when you say you got the runaround, what do you mean?
Oh, just basically someone, may have been a producer, may have just been a receptionist, not to demean that, that's a wonderful job, wonderful profession as well, but they just said, look, Geraldo's not around, he's not taking appointments, there's nobody here, so I started asking questions and they, hung up on me.
He's not taking appointments. Well, we're not looking for an appointment.
No, Scott, you and I know that, but that's how they spun it back to me, was basically to say, hey, see you later.
Oh, really? They didn't even give you the email.
No, I did get I got the email, actually, from Tim. I think someone actually, one of your callers, did a wonderful job of getting it and putting it. I believe you put it on the air. I believe she did as well. So I do have the email. And I plan to email that address. Is it Rob or Ron or something?
Rob, I believe. Rob at WTAM. Yes. I wonder if anybody's heard back from old Rob today.
I think that may be the interesting way to go. Now, and I will say, and Scott, I know, I sound like a broken record. I think you got to jump back on that Twitter and kind of get that horse going as well. I did send a tweet early this morning when I was on a call. Tim texted me what was going on. I did tag you in the tweet, so hopefully you saw that on the DJ.
Did you tweet Geraldo?
Yeah, he's on.
Because he's on the Twitter all the time.
He sure is, yep. And I tagged him, I tagged you, I tagged our friend Tim.
Well, the listeners can't see this. What did you say?
I can pull it up.
Here we go. This is exciting.
I'd be happy to. Oh, it's really exciting. You really don't have anybody better than me to talk to right now, huh?
Well, you know what? You chastised me on the show one time because I kept you on the line. You know, if somebody's got something interesting to say,
okay,
I'm okay with it.
Hang on, Scott. You're mischaracterizing that. I never chastised you. One of the last times we chatted, you mentioned that. I never once spoke on the show about our call. I have not spoken on the show about
Who was that pinhead who did that? Somebody did that.
I honestly didn't hear.
I haven't heard. I've only heard the first show that but apparently subsequently I have been brought up. What are they doing over there on Pinhead Show? What are they saying now?
A few things going on right now. I think, honestly, the last time you got brought up was when I called in. I tried to rally the Minifans to get the popcorn statue built for you. And to commemorate October 1st as Scott Spears Day, which, as you acknowledged, we did not succeed in that area.
Failed.
I hate to use that word.
Well, I have to use it because I feel like that's what's happening here with Geraldo. Now, you do know that I have the actual hard copy Geraldo journal here, which will be sent to the Smithsonian when I'm done with it, and then it will be toured around the United States, all 50 states, so kids can look at it with its final stop at the Smithsonian, and then a copy will be reproduced and sent to the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that. I think that's how it should live. And in those pages of that journal, it will say that Scott Spears and Geraldo Rivera interacted live.
See, I don't know. You failed once. So you failed once in the last month. So I had real faith in you, Pinheads, that you could get this done because I thought, well, it's the mayor of Marion. I know him well. If they've barraged him with calls, he's going to say something to me or email me. I saw him at a city council meeting. Nothing.
Well, I think we'd get a better shot with Geraldo.
Well, let's hope.
So the tweet was 8:41 Eastern Time this morning, September 17th, 2021. AD, hey, at Geraldo Rivera, please hop on with Scott Spears, Ohio, of the amazing WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio, when you get a chance. He's a great guy and would love to speak with you when you have time, at Tim and Ken, at Andrew Augustus. Lines are open, 740-383-9940, which would be WWGH.
No, 9940, see, that's the wrong number.
I'm sorry, 9944.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. See, I don't think people are really letting Geraldo know what we're doing. First of all, we're promoting his little nickel and dime radio show, which people don't even know exists. I think he would like that. Number two, we've devoted this entire morning to Geraldo trivia. Nobody's saying that. And also that we mention Geraldo every day when we do the Geraldo journal. We're checking on this every single day. And he needs to know all this because I think that would sweeten the pot.
I agree, Scott. We got to get better.
So how many people have barraged Geraldo from the Boston, Washington, D.C. area?
I know of five, so it's probably...
Oh, boy. We certainly have a shot now.
Well, Scott, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean...
boy, I bet Geraldo's head's spinning right now with all five of those letters coming in.
You know,
I have no doubt he'll be here Monday morning.
You know what? Maybe he will be.
I'll tell you what really could happen. Now think about this. And I don't want to tell people how to run their show.
Sure.
But he's on at 9 o'clock, 2 hours from here, and I'm on at 9 o'clock. What if I'll call into his show, he'll call into my show, and we could do it, you know, what is that, a simulcast?
Sure.
Wow,
yeah,
you sound excited about that.
I mean, I'm pumped.
Well, I don't know. I can't, but I want to do it in person because, like I said, I believe that Geraldo can drive 2 hours. If Buckeye Guy can drive 45 minutes and Golden Voice can drive an hour and a half, certainly Geraldo's got more money than them. He can get in whatever he drives around in Ohio and in Toulon down here.
I mean, let's throw it out to him. I think we need to make it happen.
So basically, we got nothing till Monday morning, is what you're saying.
I think so.
Wow. Well, I'll be on tonight from 8 to 10. You didn't listen the last time I was on Friday night, 8 to 10.
I did not, no.
What were you doing, playing badminton or something?
Well, I was taking care of the baby.
Well, that's important. Is your wife calling in to Geraldo?
My wife wants nothing to do with any of this.
Oh, this is horrible. Doesn't she know who Geraldo is?
Well, she's married to me, Scott, so she's already doing, you know, she could already do better.
She's doing hard time already, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing hard time.
I don't want to accelerate, any sort of separation process here. So we're going to try to keep things, have you ever heard the expression, happy wife, happy life?
Well, I've heard that expression, but it doesn't seem like in your case that applies.
Oh, I keep her happy by keeping her away from any sort of radio or internet contact.
You know, from what I hear, though, Geraldo is a ladies' man.
Well, and I don't want her going over there. I mean, that mustache could draw right in like a tractor.
Five wives later. Five wives later. Well, it's good from you. Keep the plan up and keep me informed.
I will, Scott. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, and my best to all the residents of Marion and the area.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. We got about, 5 minutes left here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you know, it's a fun thing, this Geraldo bit. And the pinheads in Boston seem to be somewhat on board, although I do have doubts. All right. What do we got here? Okay, the two trivia questions still on the table about Geraldo. Why was Geraldo fired in 1985 from ABC? And where was Al Capone's vault at? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you ask about Al Capone's vault?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I think it was in Chicago.
Where in Chicago?
I think there was a Lexington Hotel. Was it there?
Yes, it was. The broadcast came from the Lexington Hotel in Chicago. Now, why his vault was under Al Capone's vault was under the Lexington Hotel, I have no idea. But yes,
because he owned that hotel.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well,
he said that he owned it. I guess he still did. Maybe when he died.
Well,
so
I got your name down.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Yes, the Al Capone's vaults, it says vaults, V-A-L-T-S, were under the Lexington Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. All right. Why did Geraldo get fired from ABC News in October 1985 by then President Roone Arledge? What happened there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Okay, here's one for you. Give me the years. What years was Geraldo's talk show on? His daytime show, Geraldo. What were the years it was on? Can anybody give me the years? 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to the Geraldo Journal or anything we've done with that, also give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We heard from one of our Boston friends. Well, friends is too intimate of a term. Pinheads is the term that I like. We've heard from them this morning, trying to get Geraldo on the show. So, why was Geraldo fired from ABC News in 1985? And what years was the Geraldo show on? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
He would not report on the affair between JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Well, he wanted to do the report, but Roone Arledge told him not to. And it was what he did after that that got him fired.
What he did after that got him fired.
Well,
okay.
because the president said you can't do that. And
right.
Then he did something. Now, did you call WTAM up there?
Yes, I did.
Did you get a hold of anybody?
I did actually get a hold of somebody, and they didn't seem really happy with me calling.
Oh, no. What happened? Tell me the story.
He just said, who are you calling for? And I said, I'm calling for a radio station in Marion. And he says, well, what's the radio station? And I told him, and he's like, why would they want Geraldo Rivera on? I said, we just do.
And he's just like, well, okay, I'll give somebody the message, so.
Now, isn't that they're airing Geraldo on that station. Isn't it bad to say would they want Geraldo on?
Yeah, I guess they figured, you know, I don't know. Why would you want? And it's like, well, because we do. So, you know. Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know, I'm going to tell you, if Geraldo hears about this, somebody at that station's going to get their nose broken.
I'm thinking too, yeah.
You shouldn't say.
Yeah.
So they literally said to you, when you said, we want him on the radio station in Marion, he took all the information, and the man's reply was, why would you want Geraldo on the station?
He says, where's Marion? And I said, it's a town near Columbus. Oh, well, why would Marion want Geraldo on?
Do they think we don't have TVs here?
I guess. Maybe.
Why would Marion want Geraldo on?
I know, right.
As if he's not a national figure.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
He figures that he just needs to be up in Cleveland. He doesn't need to be down near Marion.
Well,
we've got just as much right.
Well, I would think so, but that sounds like they don't even think Geraldo's a big deal, and they're airing
a
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there may be some trouble there.
I hope.
All right. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, see, Geraldo's not going to be happy with that. You know, see, first of all, what we're doing right now is basically what Geraldo used to do. I mean, he snuck into that Willowbrook and got a story. He aired the Zapruder tape on his little night show there on ABC. He didn't even have permission to do it. He aired it there for the first time. You know, Geraldo, throughout his career, has been doing crazy stuff like this to get guests on his show. Now, why all of a sudden? Did he get too corporate? I mean, what's the problem here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We'll take one more call today. Do you have the answer to a trivia question? Or do you want to update us on anything to do with Geraldo? No word from Geraldo yet. Okay. What else do we... Well, the two questions, why was Geraldo fired by ABC News in 1985? It does have to do with this Kennedy story, but what did Geraldo exactly do that ended up getting him fired? And how many years, don't give me the years, tell me the years that his talk show, the Daily Geraldo Show, was on the air. When did it start? When did it end? The Geraldo Daily Talk Show. It was on for quite a while. We've got tickets to the Wilds here to give away. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll take one more call today if anybody would like to call in. It can even be one of those pinheads in Boston. Any more calls? We're getting close to final takers here. We've got Charlene and Judy S. in the competition today for these tickets to the Wilds. Is anybody else going to figure out any of these answers? Why was Geraldo fired from ABC in 1985? And what were the years that Geraldo's daytime talk show were on? 740-383-9944. All right. For a pair of tickets to the Wilds, and by the way, don't forget Angie Evers and I'll be on tonight from 8:10 to 10 p.m. on this station live. Don't miss that for love nor money. The winner of the tickets is Charlene. Charlene, you can pick those tickets up on Monday between 4 and 5. So there we go. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back tonight. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website, pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number, 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in mid or central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Charlie Evers is a Marion Broadcasting original.